Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guest is from the Juno Audubon Society and the National Audubon Society, here to talk about his Thursday evening presentation on birds and beans. Welcome, Doug Jones.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you. So we're going to find out about the connection between birds and beans here in a second. Your presentation is Thursday, 7 p.m. at the UAS Egan Lecture Hall. But I understand you have a few other announcements you'd like to make.
If you don't mind, Juno Audubon sponsors bird walks every Saturday.
Okay.
And they start on the 20th.
Okay.
And we do walks all over, all the different habitats. And it's on Saturday morning. They're led by expert birders. And it's a great way, if you're interested in birds at all, to learn a lot more about birds and learn some of the local birders that are involved in the Audubon.
Got it. So let's see. Today's April 9th. So on April 20th is when they start?
So the weekend after this next.
On Saturday. What time do they usually?
I think it's 8 o'clock in the morning, but the place to check is the Juno Audubon Society webpage,
okay.
juno-audubon-society.org.
Got
or
it.
Just do a Google search for
and
Juno
every
Audubon.
Saturday starting April 20th?
Every Saturday starting April 20th through about mid-June.
Probably led by folks like you.
Led by folks that are better than me. I'm just an average birder.
Got it. All right. Well, that sounds like fun. Anything else you want to let us know
about? Yeah, one other thing. There are two Audubon cruises to Berners Bay, April 27th and May 4th. And Audubon makes sure there are naturalists on board so that you can understand what you're seeing. And they help by doing talks about some of the things that are going on out in the natural environment.
Got it.
Yeah,
Got it.
And they're fun. I go every year.
All right. More probably at the Juno Audubon Society website?
Again, yes, Juno Audubon Society. It is $75 a person, $45 if you're a student, includes UAS, and $25 if you're a child or a kid under 12.
These cruises, what wildlife do they tend to focus on?
They go to Berners Bay, and if the Ulacan are running up there, it is just an absolute explosion of life. There are whales and sea lions and seals and tens of thousands of birds. It's just absolutely incredible. So if you luck out and you hit one of the cruises where things are happening up there, it's just an absolutely amazing experience. And the other thing they do is swing by some of the islands. You get to see some of the shorebirds, like the oyster catchers and some birds that you don't typically see along the beaches here.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. That's April 27th and May 4th?
Yes.
Okay. In the meantime, this Thursday at UAS, you're going to be talking about birds and beans.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for the connection. Tell us about it.
It's kind of funny. It's called the Smithsonian has a certification process for coffee that can make coffee plantations friendly to migratory birds. And John Muir had a saying, if you tug on anything in the universe, you'll find out it's attached to everything else. And this is so true with coffee. Our morning cup of coffee can have a direct impact on the birds that we see here locally. Some of the most colorful birds, the warblers and the tanagers, they overwinter, spend more time down in Central America in the area where most of the coffee plantations are than they do here during the breeding season. So those areas are extremely important to birds, and the tendency for the major coffee companies is to go in and level the forest, put up a monoculture of coffee, and then they have to fertilize and they have to use insecticides to maximize their crops. Well, it turns out if they would leave the canopy, plant underneath that forest canopy, then you get the benefit of the leaves falling from up above, helping fertilize the soil. You attract the birds eat the insects, so they don't need the insecticides. So there's this whole certification process for coffee.
What kind of coffee should we look for that supports organic or?
Organic is one of the standards, and all bird friendly. You look for bird friendly,
okay,
in quotes, and you can get it locally. Actually at pretty good prices. And if it is bird friendly, then it is certified organic, which means they don't use the pesticides.
And so part of your description says, my quest for the perfect cup of coffee led me back to birds.
I've been drinking coffee since I was about 13 years old, I think. And I realized maybe 20, 25 years ago, I really didn't like the daily cup of coffee I was getting out of the coffee pot down the hall. And so I got interested in coffee, started reading about coffee and learning about coffee, and got interested enough. I bought a coffee roaster, started roasting my own coffee so that I could see the different levels of coffee as you roast it. And started this quest, and it's taken me 20 years probably to develop what I like every morning as a cup of coffee. And it, I think it's interesting. If you do a Google search, what is a cup? It says 8 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the coffee people say, no, a cup of coffee is 5.07 ounces. So my cup of coffee actually has a couple cups of coffee in it every morning. A cup isn't a cup in the coffee world.
And basically what I'm getting right now is that drinking good bird-friendly coffee is good for birds, and we should drink more of it.
It benefits our birds. Yeah.
No, you we shouldn't can get drink... more migratory birds to Juneau by drinking
the
more coffee.
The more coffee I drink, the more birds? No, that's not quite how it works. But yeah, your cup of coffee can directly benefit the birds we eat. And some of the most common local birds, the yellow warbler, the yellow rump warblers, orange crown warblers, the Swainson's thrushes, all these migrate thousands of miles down to where the coffee farms are.
What should people expect at 7 p.m. at the UAS Egan Lecture Hall on Thursday? What are you going to show, some pictures?
I'm going to show a lot of pictures, and they're going to learn a lot about coffee, different ways coffee is prepared.
You going to make coffee for everybody?
No, I thought about it, but no.
That's a lot of 5.7 ounce coffees. Okay. And let's see. Who are you starting to see coming in right now, birds around Juneau?
The birds are showing up. We've had mountain bluebirds up at the golf course and out at Eagle Beach. The yellow-breasted sapsuckers, the woodpeckers, are starting to show. Some of the shorebirds are starting to show around the shorelines. The geese, I noticed migratory geese are coming in now. We've had swans in several places in Juneau. So we're right on the cusp of that big migration that is coming at us from our coffee farms.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we've been speaking with Doug Jones. He's presenting on Thursday at the UAS Egan Lecture Hall. I think all these lectures are free. Is
They're
that
free
right?
And open to the public, yes.
Right. Coffee and Birds, How the Perfect Cup of Coffee Led Me Back to Birds. Check it out. Doug, it's been nice talking to you. More information at the Juneau Audubon Society website. Is there anything we're missing or anything you'd like to add, Doug?
I think we pretty well covered it. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
This is Bird Note. A male red-winged blackbird sings loudly from his perch. The various perches he'll choose will mark out his breeding territory. One male red-winged blackbird's marshland territory may include 5 or even as many as 15 nesting females. Biologists call this polygyny, when one male claims breeding rights with multiple females. And while this may look like the males are in charge, it's actually the female that selects the male. For female blackbirds, polygyny holds adaptive advantages. A female's selection of a male with multiple mates may reflect that male's superior genetics and his ability to defend more territory. But choosing a territory doesn't restrict a female's options. She can, and often does, solicit other males. By doing so, she may gain a greater variety of genes for her offspring, and may stimulate those males to help defend her nest. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Find a photo of today's bird and every day's bird on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Plus, videos and more. Just search for Bird Note.